country in Washington. The Fed today is widely anticipated to cut its benchmark federal funds rate by 25 basis points, or 0.25%. It would bring it down to a target range of 3.75 to 4%. It would be the second rate cut of the year. But it's doing so in a cloudy environment with little in the way of economic data available from the government because of the ongoing shutdown. Some of the implications from correspondent Donna Warder.
The Fed had said it would likely implement rate reductions in October and December in an effort to shore up growth and hiring. But if job gains pick up soon, the Fed may not detect the change. And if hiring rebounds after weak job gains during the summer, additional rate cuts may not be justified. Right now, the key rate is about 4.1%, which most Fed officials believe is high enough that it's restraining the economy's growth. Donna Warder, Washington.
House Speaker Mike Johnson throwing cold water on the idea of a third Trump term.
President Trump isn't ruling out a possible third term in the White House, saying he would love to do it. But House Speaker Johnson, who's a constitutional lawyer, said he doesn't see a path for a third presidential term. He said the country doesn't allow it, and amending the Constitution would take a decade and be too time-consuming.
Consumers slightly less confident about their economic future.
Consumer confidence about their future financial prospects weakened as Americans remain anxious about elevated prices and inflation. The Conference Board says that its Consumer Confidence Index for October fell by 1 point to 94.6. And a measure of Americans' short-term expectations for their income, business conditions, and the job market also dipped to 71.5. Readings below 80 can signal that a recession might be looming. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And this is SRN News. How much religious freedom do Americans really enjoy? Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
That depends on which state you live in. A new report from Napa Legal Institute ranks the states according to how well they protect the religious liberty of their residents. Sitting at number one on the list is Alabama, with a score of 86% success in defending religious freedom. Kansas comes in second at 79%, followed by Mississippi, Georgia, and Florida. At the bottom of the list, Michigan, 22%. Then come Vermont and Delaware. Michael Harrington reporting.
In a move that has dismayed millions of Britons, King Charles has dedicated the country's first national memorial to lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender troops. The United Kingdom ended its ban on homosexuality in the armed forces 25 years ago. The king is a ceremonial head of the armed forces. He laid flowers at the monument in the National Memorial Arboretum in central England. This is SRN News. Several states are suing the administration over the SNAP freeze.
25 states and the District of Columbia are suing over the suspension of food stamp benefits amid the ongoing government shutdown. They're asking a federal judge in Massachusetts to order the Department of Agriculture to provide benefits through the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program for November, including by tapping into contingency funds to ensure the assistance continues to flow. Food stamp payments are provided to roughly 42 million people nationwide.
That is Bill Alexander reporting. General Motors has some bad news for its employees, laying off about 1,700 workers across manufacturing sites in Michigan and Ohio. The auto giant is adjusting to slowing demand for electric vehicles. The Detroit News first reported the cuts today, covering about 1,200 jobs at an all-electric plant in the Detroit area and 550 workers at Ultium Cells battery plants in Ohio. More of these stories at srnews.com.